A Fairbanks man has been awarded the military's third highest honor. Retired Staff Sergeant Paul Taylor was decorated with the Silver Star at a ceremony Saturday at Fort Wainwright. SKUAC's Dan Bross reports the medal is in recognition of Taylor's bravery during a battle 45 years ago in Vietnam.
The long-ago valor of Staff Sergeant Paul Taylor had been lost in history until recently, when friends and family contacted the office of U.S. Senator Mark Begich and the military. That culminated in an award ceremony at Fort Wainwright. The Army set the scene by playing a video of images and sounds from the Vietnam War.
Right now. Okay.
The video included the photo of a fresh-faced young Sergeant Taylor. Taylor, now a gray and balding but healthy man of 68, did not take to the podium to speak at the event, but had his daughter thank those, including former soldiers he served with, for bringing to light his war deeds of so many years ago.
I have a lot of memories from those days. They're not necessarily bad, but very intense, which is why I had my daughter read the statement rather than trying to do it myself.
Taylor's daughter, Dr. Laura Joanna Taylor, read a statement from her father thanking those who facilitated the belated Silver Star Award. She also read from an award citation which described her father's bravery during a 1967 battle in which Sergeant Taylor and his fellow soldiers were vastly outnumbered by Viet Cong in taking machine gun fire.
Sergeant Taylor led a stand-up assault on the enemy machine gun position to silence the weapon. Both Sergeant Taylor and the soldier next to him were wounded during the assault. Almost immediately, Sergeant Taylor's element began to receive automatic weapons fire from a different location. Although Sergeant Taylor was seriously wounded and bleeding profusely, he directed suppressing fire from his supporting element and was able to effectively withdraw and assist the wounded soldier to obtain cover.
The citation goes on to describe how the wounded Sergeant Taylor remained in radio contact to provide essential intelligence that forced the Viet Cong to be routed from their position. U.S. Army Alaska Major General Raymond Palumbo called Taylor the real deal, a true American hero.
At the moment of greatest danger, when bullets were flying and your buddies needed you, you made an instantaneous decision. You made a decision to do something impossible for most of us to comprehend here. And that's why we're here today, to pin on an award on your chest that's been long, long overdue.
Palumbo described Taylor's leadership and bravery as legendary among the Chinese soldiers he was in charge of in Vietnam. Taylor volunteered for service at a time when many soldiers were drafted. Taylor, the recipient of several other medals, including a prior Silver Star, is now a retired University of Alaska Fairbanks business professor. Taylor says he chose Special Forces because as a young man, he was eager for adventure. He says the small recon team he worked on was called the One a Month Club because they were losing a soldier every month.
It was hardcore. I mean, it was a high-intensity combat unit, and I never really thought of myself as expendable. But at the time, that's just the way it worked.
Taylor says he was the baby in a group of highly skilled soldiers who'd served many tours as far back as World War II. He says he lost touch with the men he served with after he was injured and evacuated out of the war zone.
After I got shot, I spent 9 months in Fitzsimmons General Hospital and completely dropped off the map and lost all contact, and most of them thought I was dead. And I thought some of them were dead. And then about 6 years ago, I went to my first ever Army reunion. And lo and behold, you know, there they were.
Taylor says he now stays in touch through email and twice yearly reunions. He says the Army experience resulted in good things in his subsequent life. He married a nurse at the hospital where he recovered and later got an education through the Army that led to a doctorate in economics and a career as a university professor. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.